on one of our trips to Chicago. James and I were looking forward to getting a few good shots with our video camera. All went well until the battery needed charging. No problem, we thought. We'll just put it on charge overnight, and in the morning we'll whiz around the city in our newfound role as amateur filmmakers. But there was a problem. We had forgotten to pack the battery charger, and no amount of searching in the local stores yielded any success. Our video camera looked impressive, but without the charger, it was useless. But it's not only video cameras that can lack an essential element. There was something lacking in the church at Corinth halfway through the first century AD. And it vexed the Apostle Paul to such an extent that he wrote to the church about it. Let me read to you part of what he said. If you want to follow along, it's in 1 Corinthians chapter 13 and verses 1 to 7. If I speak in the tongues of men and of angels, but have not love, I am only a resounding gong or a clanging cymbal. If I have the gift of prophecy and can fathom all mysteries and all knowledge, and if I have a faith that can move mountains, but have not love, I am nothing. If I give all I possess to the poor and surrender my body to the flames, but have not love, I gain nothing. Love is patient. Love is kind. It does not envy. It does not boast. It is not proud. It is not rude. It is not self-seeking. It is not easily angered. It keeps no record of wrongs. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. It always protects, always trusts, always hopes, always perseveres. I reckon you've guessed what the missing piece is, yeah? In the church at Corinth. It was love. Someone has said that this may be the best known but the least understood chapter of the Bible. It's a beautiful piece of writing and has a lot to say about love. But what kind of love are we talking about? The ancient Greeks had four words for love. One of these referred to natural affection, say between family members. Another was used for the fondness that we feel for a friend. Yet another word describes romantic love, while a fourth referred to unconditional love, agape, love that gives and keeps on giving to another person, even when they don't deserve it. Agape love is often thought to be a Christian virtue, a specifically Christian virtue, because it mirrors the love of God. And this is the kind of love that we read about in 1 Corinthians chapter 13. But this passage doesn't stand alone. It's no accident that chapter 13, from which I've just read, comes immediately after chapter 12 and just before chapter 14. In chapter 12, Paul introduces spiritual gifts by drawing people's attention to some of those abilities that God gives to followers of Jesus Christ in order to build up the church. And in chapter 14, Paul talks about the proper way to use some of these gifts. And in between these two chapters comes what is sometimes called the love chapter. What's it doing here? After all, love is not a gift of the Spirit, but a fruit of the Spirit. Is Paul getting his gifts and his fruit mixed up? No, he's not. You see, the church at Corinth wasn't exactly your model fellowship. It was plagued with all kinds of problems, and some of these problems were related to spiritual gifts. For example, some people were abusing their gifts and were jealous of the gifts of others, which led to disorder in worship and division within the church. In short, they were dishonoring God by their loveless behavior. So Paul addresses this head on at the end of chapter 12 when he says he's going to show them the most excellent way to live. And in chapter 13, he does this by writing about the necessity of love in verses 1 to 3 and the nature of love in verses 4 to 7.